In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
WEEI Afternoons, right to the guest line, where we're going to talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, you were in the building on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. You had a bird's eye view. What'd you think of the Drake May experience?
Thought it was great. I thought Drake. I mean, obviously, I sat down with him on Friday, talked to him for quite some time. Ended up talking to Josh for quite some time. I thought he was great. Dialed in, very conscientious about the work that he's doing, very conscientious about the improvements that he wants to make. He's a smart kid, and it's just about how fast can we get you to process, how fast can you decipher what they're trying to do, and can you make the right decisions? And we saw that on Sunday, only had 3 incompletions on the day and was pretty much spot on. The big thing for me going into this game was taking sacks, and I talked about it on the broadcast. Too many sacks, 12 of them going into the game, and so many times, the average football fan just thinks, well, your offensive line sucks, and that really is, to me, a quarterback-driven statistic. If you got a lot of sacks, it's play calling and quarterback before it's offensive line many times. And so to clean those things up, I think he took 1 sack when he was moving forward, as for minus maybe 1 or 2 yards. Yep. Like, I'll live with that all day long. So I just was impressed, man. I was impressed with the football team.
Mark, you had your first look also in person at the Patriots offensive line, specifically Will Campbell, who opened the game by absolutely obliterating somebody and just seemed to keep it up all day long. What'd you think of him in person?
I loved him. I loved him on tape. It's so much easier to see him on tape than it is in person, because there are so many times where you see something and we got to go to a game break, or we got to go to this or that, and that's kind of the pitfalls of broadcasting a game. There's oftentimes things you see that you want to talk about that all of a sudden get kind of lost in the shuffle, but he's legitimate. And for all those draft nicks out there that wanted to talk about his short arms, pound sand up yours. That matters not at all. It's one of the stupidest things. You know what running a fast 40 makes you? Good at running 40s. You know what bench pressing 225 for a bunch of reps makes you? Really good at bench pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing it does. And so, you look at the way he played in college. I love the fact that he is, he's just pissy. I love that. He's perfect for New England. I don't know where exactly he's from, but he's perfect for that. As I used to call Tommy Nalen, who grew up in Boston, I played with for a long time, should be in the Hall of Fame. A masshole. Like that's he's perfect for that area. I mean, just pissy and plays with a lot of vinegar, and I love watching him play. So he's going to be a damn good one.
So, Mark, you're well aware that we've kind of ridden a roller coaster. Oh, they could have beat the Raiders, but they didn't. Oh, they could have lost to the Dolphins, but they won that game. Last week, we had all the turnovers. This week, they blow out the Panthers. Do you think this was more of an indication of the growth of the Patriots, or was this an indication that they played a pretty putrid football team?
I'm going more with growth. And I said it on, as we opened up the broadcast, I was like, self-inflicted wounds. I think this is a team that's got a chance to be a playoff team, a wild card team, if you clean it up. Now, listen, I mean, part of that is, you know, you got to clean it up. The other part is you're not going to just go out and dominate people. You're not that talented yet, or you don't have that much together yet. But you're good enough to win games if you don't have a bunch of self-inflicted wounds. And they're a good football team. They'll just continue to get better on the offensive side of the ball. I think their passing game, I think one of the things that sets them apart for me is, and I love this about them, you know, there's so much made of tight ends. Why you got tight ends blocking? They don't have to, just as long as they can run around and catch passes, which is such a cop-out and such a it's so faulty. And you've got two in Hooper and Henry that can block the edge, that will get involved and mix it up in there, and also separate in man-to-man coverage. So, you know, that 12 personnel grouping that Josh McDaniels puts out there a bunch, it is so difficult for a defense because you got to start making decisions, and then you react to those decisions. So I love the personnel groupings. I love what they've got going on. And, you know, as long as they clean those things up, I think they're going to be a damn good football team.
You are listening to WEEI Afternoons with our special guest every Tuesday at 2:30, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. So, Stink, you had a chance to see the Patriots start a running back who would put the ball on the carpet two times the week before. How do you feel? I know it seems very different, kind of new age, I guess we're kind of calling it. How did you feel about Mike Vrabel starting Ramondre after a brutal showing that kind of cost the Pats the week before?
I think he's frankly, I think he's the best offensive player on your team. And so, like, and this has to do with the things you don't see. You know, it's the things that don't compile statistics. You know, it's those guys that wreck a game plan on the defensive side of the ball that don't have a sack, that don't have an interception, that don't have a tackle for loss, and yet they completely destroy somebody's game plan. And for me, Ramondre is not only, you know, really good at running the football, now obviously put the ball on the ground, but what he does in blitz pickup, what he does catching the ball out of the backfield, two of your biggest, going into that game, two of your biggest pass plays were him catching the football. So he catches it naturally. He's great in the open field with the ball. I just think he's damn good. My biggest concern was not him playing or putting it on the ground. Was him being so conscientious of not putting it on the ground that he eliminates some of the big play ability that he has. You know, being so worried about that because you still have to play free. But good for Vrabel, man. Good for Vrabel for putting him out there, for believing in him, for trusting in him. I just think that that's the way you can kind of build continuity, trust, and culture in a football team.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, you had one comment that you made during the broadcast that made you and I feel like blood brothers, long-lost brothers, when you ranted something to the effect of, nobody came to watch you throw flags today at the officials as you went to break. Do you get that frustrated watching the officials sometimes?
Yeah, because, I mean, know your place. It's just like, yeah, like it's, you know, it's like, nobody came to watch, a coach stand around his ass off on the sideline. You came to watch players, and you came to watch them play and understand, like, I understand when something totally and dramatically affects the game and you got to call it. But when a dude brushes his hand barely across the face mask of somebody while you're mixing it up in the trenches, that is not a face mask. It's just that's a stupid call. I get it if you jump off sides or you have a holding call right at the point of attack, or, you know, you tackle a wide receiver before the ball gets. I get that. You got to call those things. But the things that are inconsequential, let that stuff go. I saw it last night if you watched either of the Monday night games. I mean, just flags aplenty and nobody comes to watch that.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, it's bad football and it's boring as well. But I think Sunday, yeah. I think coming up this Sunday, Patriots fans, I think the national audience at large is being teased that it's going to be quite a game. This will be, and we've been keeping tabs on this, so this will be Drake May's 17th start, basically completing a full rookie year, and it's against the guy that he has been compared to so often, so frequently, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I think it's a great test for him. How do you see this game Sunday night, and how do you see the Patriots trying to keep up with the team that has been running the division for half a decade and who they most closely want to resemble one day?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, you know, I think about this when I watch Baltimore and Kansas City. What is it about Baltimore that tries to say, hey, we can prove that Lamar Jackson's a better pocket guy than Patrick Mahomes? You know, we're going to, like, be who you are, your identity. And I know you're still figuring it out, but the one thing I've always loved about Vrabel is understanding how to control and dominate line of scrimmage and not fall victim into, let's show that our rookie quarterback, our second-year quarterback, can go toe-to-toe throwing the ball with Josh Allen. That's just a recipe to lose. And so the biggest thing is, again, no self-inflicted wounds. Run the football. Set your play-action stuff up and be efficient on offense. Like what you saw, what did they have? How many pass attempts they have last weekend? 17?
Yep.
18 pass attempts? That's the formula. Stay on the football field. Possess the football field. It helps, you know, when Jones brings back a punt return and ignites the entire team. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you have to. That's how you have to win these games. You've got to be patient. You can't put yourself in harm's way like they did against Pittsburgh. I mean, that was a dominant performance, and yet you came out upside down on the score on that one. So that, to me, is understand who you are, what your identity is, what you're trying to build, and adhere to it. And if I'm going to lose, I mean, I've always believed this, and this was two teams that I played for in Washington and Denver. If we're going to lose, we're going to lose doing what we do best. I say it all the time, and I'll say it to you guys. Put a guy or a team in a position to lose. Don't be surprised when they lose because you're the dumbass that put them there. Do what you do well and live with the consequences.
So, Mark, are there some teams that don't do anything well? Because we've seen teams like Cincinnati last night drew the ire of Troy Aikman. The Jets are a mess. Tennessee's a mess. There's a lot of bad football. Yeah, Carolina, what we saw firsthand. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this early season ineptitude for a lot of these teams? Is that early in the year? Are there more bad teams? Is this normal? How do you kind of put that in perspective?
Yeah, no, I mean, part of it's early in the year, and there's just a lot of bad teams. There's a lot of bad football teams. And, you know, and you can talk about Cincinnati. I mean, what does Cincinnati do? They don't address their defense. They've never addressed their offensive line. They play 94% of their snaps in shotgun. They put their quarterback out in harm's way constantly. I mean, how many times has Joe Burrow been hurt? It seems like every year you got a franchise quarterback that you're going to piss away because you can't protect the guy. You won't get under center. You don't want to run the ball, but you'll pay wide receivers who are children, right? They're totally dependent on the other 10 guys doing their job for them to get a sniff, and they piss and they moan and they whine unless they're fed. Like, I don't understand on how we get so enamored with fantasy football as opposed to real football. And there's a lot of teams that are enamored, like the Cincinnati Bengals play fantasy football. Good luck. I hope it works out for you, but you guys are not going to win playing that style of football, even if you have Joe Burrow as your quarterback.
Mark, I love the edge you bring awesome. Every week, but certainly this week. Can I expect that fans, listeners can get more of that on the Stinkin' Truth podcast this week? What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just recorded a podcast and ripped on the Ravens and, you know, actually praised Kansas City, which was like eating a turd sandwich for me. You know, talked about my lawn and how my wife almost got the old one too when she recognized how beautiful it was. That was like the cure for ED for me. So anyhow, long story short, all that and a whole lot more. You can check me out on YouTube, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Plus, I got a leftovers podcast talking about what happened, the things that I talked about to coaches and stuff in the game between you guys and Carolina. That's also on YouTube on the Stinkin' Truth as well. So go check that out, and you guys can listen to me wax poetic about how good the Patriots played.
Love it, Mark. Appreciate you joining us. We will we'll talk to you next week. I hope you have the same energy next week, bud.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.